The following story contains adult themes and depictions of violence and trauma. This podcast is not for children. Please be advised.
After careful deliberation, I decided that it would be Kuro and Kisume who would join me on my mission in Kilahara. It was simple enough. The mission required stealth and strength. Both Kuro and Kisume were clever with their words. They could play off of each other's lies in a way that made it look seamless. Ideally, we'd never be spoken to in the first place. It was strange to watch them fight without their usual banter, although I couldn't blame them. We've been meeting before dawn every day for the past week. They fought with focus and intention. Still, it never felt like it was enough. If we are to infiltrate Kilahara, then we must be absolutely faultless. Kuro dodged another stab from Kisume, taking his weight and throwing it into the swing of his axe. Kisume nearly bent over backwards to avoid it. Kuro swung again. Kisume used the pole of his spear to push the axe backwards. Perhaps his brute strength caught Kuro off guard because the man fell over backwards onto the ground. Come, take a drink. I'll spar next. With a sword, like a Kilaharan guard would.
That's right, Captain. I totally forgot you graduated from a Kilaharan Academy.
It was a long time ago.
What was it like over there?
Kuro went to a Kilaharan Academy as well.
Well, my academy was in the West. We had a lot of similar tactics to the point schools.
I'll be honest, I'm actually looking forward to seeing the capital city. I've never been, you know.
To the capital?
To Kilahara in general.
Isn't your family from there?
Oh, yeah, my mother is, but, you know, she moved here before I was born.
And your father?
I wouldn't know.
Shit. Sorry, I forgot. I'll drop it.
Nah, you're fine.
Shall we get back to training? Do you see that flag over there? I want you to try to retrieve it. I'll defend.
Yes, Captain.
The two try to avoid me altogether, running past me and straight for the flag. Without the weight of the scythe, I'm so much faster. I slide in front of them and slice in an arc large enough to hit them both. Kisume's spear flew backwards from the force. He ducked down out of the way. I placed my focus on Kuro. His axe weighed about the same as my scythe, perhaps even less. He charged forward, trying to blow through me. I grabbed the hilt of his axe as he charged me and leaned all of my weight off to the side. He misstepped as I threw him off balance, falling to the ground once more. I still had his axe in my hands. I threw it across the yard. Kisume reappears with the spear back in his hands. He attempts to stab at my torso, but my parry is just in time. The next time, he aims downward at my leg and knocks my foot out of its stance. I caught myself in a roll before I could fall harshly. Good strategy on his part. In my peripheral, I can see Kuro running towards the flag. He thinks I'm distracted. It's only a few feet. I can make it. Kisume starts to spin his spear as he walks towards me. Parrying this is a poor decision. Instead, I drop the sword and grab his wrist with both of my hands. He seems shocked and can barely comprehend my actions as I flip him over my shoulder. His body flies, just as I anticipated, and knocks into Kuro, leaving them both on the ground, disarmed. The game is over.
Get off me already! Damn, Captain. For such a small frame, you carry so much strength.
I'm getting rusty. I really should practice the basics more often. That's enough training for today. You're dismissed. A few minutes later, I'm sitting down in the armory, sharpening my scythe. The crimson metal sometimes felt a bit excessive, but I did like the aesthetic appeal more than I admitted. They must be able to best me in combat. They've done it before. They outnumber me. We'll outnumber any individual guard that we encounter. But what's to happen if we're outnumbered? What's to happen if I am recognized?
Yep. Sorry, did I scare you?
No, you're fine.
Captain?
Hmm?
Are you feeling well?
I'm feeling perfectly fine, Kuro.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Whatever you think you're seeing, you must be misinterpreting.
All right, then. It's just that, well, you seem a bit lost in your thoughts these days.
I do a lot of thinking. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just a bit concerned. You've been acting differently ever since we got this order.
In all honesty, I'd much rather prefer having nothing to do with Kilahara.
Oh. I'm sorry, Cap. I don't mean to push. We've all got baggage.
Indeed, we do. But you enjoy the place, don't you? Your family lives there?
Yeah. Near the coast. We've got a lumber farm over there.
Hence the axe?
I suppose we all go for familiar things.
Do you ever visit?
Not in years. I can never take enough time off for the trip. It's kind of funny, though. Even after all this time, I can still remember the little things. Like the way my mom's cooking tasted, or the proper way to get a splinter out.
There's a proper way?
You'd be surprised. To be honest, sometimes I wonder what my life would be like if I just stayed home and took over the business. It'd be simple for sure, but maybe simple is a good thing. I wouldn't have riches or anything, but I'd have all the stuff. I could have, you know, settled down, had kids.
Do you want children?
I guess you could say that. It's not like it'll ever happen, though, and can't hold resentment over it. I did this to myself.
The condition did seem a bit unfair. I never really understood why it was written into the contract in the first place. Why must the prince do such things? None of his staff are actually content with it. They all play it off or break the rules and deal with such consequences.
Captain.
Apologies. Lost in thought again. Keep going.
After seeing Zane those few days ago in such new light, I can't help but think about everything. How could a man resort to such violence in such a quick time? I can understand his frustration about the situation, but still, who is he to instill such fear in the people who have dedicated their lives to him? Everything happened so quickly. Why was there so much blood? He didn't even give it a second thought. It came so natural to him. This is the first time I've witnessed such an outburst from him. Yes, he had his rudeness a bit in the beginning, but this was something entirely different. I don't want to fear Zane. I don't think I do fear him. He wouldn't let a single thing harm me. He's always acted so kind and considerate towards me. He's a good person. So why do I feel so conflicted? Oh my god,
don't be frightened. It's just me.
What are you doing in my bedchambers?
I wanted to talk.
There's nothing to fear. It's just Zane. What about?
I wanted to apologize for my behavior the other day. It was unacceptable.
Oh?
Yes. I should have never displayed such violence in front of you.
In front of me?
Yes. That type of environment is in no way appropriate for a lady.
So, you're apologizing to me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I witnessed it.
Precisely. Is something wrong?
Zane, you almost killed him.
I wasn't going to kill him. He just needed a reminder to do his job properly. I can assure you he won't make a mistake like that again.
That's horrible.
What do you mean?
It shouldn't be me you're apologizing to. You should apologize to Captain Kyrie.
I pay him to do his job. He understood the risks when he accepted the job in the first place.
The risk of you beating him? Is this a risk that comes with any job you offer? If you pay them, you can beat them. Would you have done the same to me?
Technically, you don't work for me. You work for my mother.
Still, when I was a maid, would you have beat me if I did something wrong?
Of course not.
Then why is this any different? Was there really a need to resort to such brute force? There are other options. You simply could have stripped him of his position, if anything, or cut his pay, or...
You're right. I suppose I was just caught up in my emotions. And I'm never able to express my frustrations without my fists, which can make me appear as a violent individual. I'd never want you to see me in that light.
Brutality shouldn't be the answer, Zane. Not in cases like this one. It's frightening to see you like that, and to see that man so harmless.
I won't do it again.
You can't promise something like that.
I'll try my hardest, Lillian. I'll do whatever you want me to do.
You shouldn't say such things.
It's the truth.
It isn't. You're only a man, Zane. I don't want you to follow my wishes blindly. It's impossible, and frankly, it's unhealthy. I just think that if your violence is stemming from emotion, then perhaps you should work on your emotions.
It's difficult.
I know. I understand.
I'm sorry. I'll apologize to the captain as well. Are you angry with me?
No.
I would never do anything to hurt you. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Good.
Are we ready to start?
Just a minute. Allow me to compose myself.
The princess smoothed her skirt and ran her fingers through her hair. She adjusted her eye patch, firmly pressing it against her eye.
Ready, Aspen?
Ready.
Very well.
Captain Kyrie, are you well?
Yes, Your Highness.
Is your face swollen?
The poor man. He already had his ass handed to him by Wolfsbane, and I rubbed salt over the wound.
Training. It was just a bit of a mishap.
Please take care of yourself, Captain. You're an important asset.
Of course.
Of course, Your Highness. Is the mission to be carried out later this morning?
The trip will start. They should be there within a few days.
Then our trip here will be short.
We'll do whatever we can to help out on our side. How should we contact the Remnant, Captain?
Don't.
I'm sorry?
It's in your best interest to leave her be.
And why is that?
She does not know the existence of these meetings. And contacting her will put everyone in danger.
You have to mention the meetings to her eventually, Your Highness.
In due time. Not right now. Tensions are too high here. She'll blindly execute if there's the chance of anyone being the enemy.
I'd consider that fair.
Thank you, Vincent.
Another question. Where is the target?
I couldn't tell you, honestly. They roam the halls at night, so it'd be hard to pinpoint.
Is there a more general area they can search?
Ume Palace. It's heavily guarded, but that's where she keeps all of them.
That honestly disturbs me a little.
I mean, we can't stop her.
It's quite creepy.
Let's just hope that they can rescue him and leave it at that.
Got your breakfast, Captain.
Thank you.
Well, that's a lot of baggage.
What are you doing up?
Seeing you off, of course.
The bags are more for the journey than the actual mission.
Ideally, we don't spend a single night in Kilahara. We get in and out without being noticed. We're back by the end of next week.
You going by sea?
Land for most of the trip. We'll cross when it's necessary.
We need to get home if we want to leave before sunrise.
Right. Prepare the horses. I'll be down in a minute.
Got it.
Are you going to be okay over there?
I don't have much of a choice to be otherwise.
Seriously, Sayoko. I'll go in your stead if you need me to. Fiend sickness, if anything.
You know I'm not going to do that.
I'm just worried.
Thank you for your concern. However, it isn't going to do much. I'm going to be fine. I promise. Perhaps that was a lie. In the end, I was more so lying to myself than to her. But I was too busy to be panicking. I could panic after the mission was complete. I could panic if I encountered her. But for now, the truth still stands. The sooner we get in, the sooner we get out.
And when's the last time you've ridden horseback?
Probably the academy?
Oh, so. About last week.
Oh my gosh, very funny, so funny. Oh, yeah, great job, man.
Cut him some slack. He's a man now.
Yes, a whopping 20 years old.
It's time to go.
Be safe, you two.
You know the rules. You're in charge while I'm gone.
Oh, great, responsibility.
If we're not back within a month, assume something has gone south. Come looking for us.
Of course. I'll keep everything as it should be.
Thank you, Leah.
I'm just doing my job. Be careful, Sayoko.
I will. Let's be on our way.
Hey there, it's me, your host, Giselle, and you are listening to episode 16 of He Who Forsakes the Crown. The day is September 4th, and it is ridiculously hot where I am from. I know I said there might not be an episode coming out in September, but to be honest, I really wanted to put one out. I'm going to work really hard to make sure that we've got a steady schedule of episodes running as we finish off the year. Some news for us. If you haven't already seen it, on August 19th, I put out a trailer for Hofsa. Now, if you're here listening to this, obviously I don't think you need it, but I think it's really cool. I worked really hard on it. The cast did great on it. So if you have any friends that you think might be interested in this kind of thing, go on and send that trailer to them or just share that trailer around. It's on all of our social medias. Now I'll plug our social medias, Instagram, Tumblr, TikTok, Chapter 15 Studios. 15 is always the number, not the word. And then on Twitter, CH15 Studios, because we were one character too long. If you're enjoying the show, you can go ahead and write us a review on Apple, and I think there's some other sites where you can write reviews. Or send us a tweet, or just message. We enjoy reading all of them. It makes us feel really good. And again, if you're enjoying, tell your friends. Show your friends. A word of mouth is really powerful when it comes to situations like these, and we really like doing this, and we want to keep doing this. Scheduling-wise, I'm going to figure out where we're at. Hopefully, we don't have to take a hiatus, and even if we do, maybe we'll do it December or January when the winter breaks are for everyone. Another update, we're not going to be putting out a bonus episode this year. I know we did one on Christmas last year. You should expect your regular December episode. That's all I have to say this time around. Once again, thank you for being here. We appreciate all the support, and you should be expecting us again on October 4th. So, see ya.
Gentle. Is this...
I wouldn't say it's gentle, but it's a start.
I held my pen in my hand, trying to find the right words after the unpleasant exchange I had with Kyrie. I had asked Rillian to help me become less of a brute and more gentle, as she would say.
How do you do what?
How do I start this?
Have you ever written an apology before?
No.
Have you ever apologized for anything?
I only apologize when I'm in the wrong.
You must always be right, then.
I do strive for perfection.
Maybe think of it as sending a letter to an important royal?
Possibly, but those are all business. I feel like that may come off too harsh.
Oh, I know.
Hmm?
Pretend that you're writing to me.
That I'm writing to you.
Yes. Try writing it as if you're apologizing to me.
I thought for a moment, my hand methodically copying words directly from my brain. Before I knew it, words started to flood the page, taking up more and more room. Is this okay? Is it confusing?
No, I just don't know a few of the words you wrote.
Other than that?
I think it's really good. Captain Kyrie will really appreciate the sentiment.
He will now, will he? Gentle? Is this okay?
Hmm?
I scared you the other day. I could see it in your eyes. You feared me, even for a small moment, yet you refused to say anything. Why is that?
I've never seen that side of you before.
I've never realized that side of me before.
I'm proud that you're making an effort.
Only for you. Is there anything else I can do to learn from your gentleness?
Well, how gentle are you with other women?
You're the only woman I've really spent time with.
I mean, with maids and other servants.
Well, you remember, don't you?
Colder than ice. But hotter than hell himself. Gently. Zane!
What? I'm being gentle. Oh, come now. You'll make me sweat.
It wouldn't hurt to sweat a little.
It'd be quite uncouth of me to take off my jacket.
Oh, what a sin. It is quite hot out. I don't believe anyone would be unforgiving.
Maybe so. I don't recommend that.
Why not?
It's not a great place to...
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I can't expect you to know.
Know what?
It's a long story.
Zane?
Rillian?
I love you.
I love you too, Rillian.
It's inexplicable. The feeling that I feel inside my chest. Despite that display of violence, my heart still yearns for him. He apologized, didn't he? He's working on himself, isn't he? He begged for my forgiveness and wanted to become a better man. I can't help but blush when I see him. The look in his eyes keeps dragging me in. His undying love and devotion. Is this what love is? To feel my heart burn? For my breathing to lessen? To make me feel anxious until our next meeting? To hold little secrets and promises within the dark hours of night? It's so different compared to Jacob. I feel enchanted with him. His gentle hands cupping my face. His strong arms that pull me close. Those soft lips that give me a simple promise each time we meet. He isn't who everyone thinks he is. Throughout my entire time in DuPont, there's only been one thing that's been consistent. The disdain for the prince. There's so many things that are out of Zane's control. He can't control his father. He can't fully control the kingdom, and he definitely cannot control the rebellion. He's trying to do what's best for the kingdom and the people living in it. But they don't see that. The people see the rough exterior of a tyrant, one who's under the king's control. They refuse to see him in any other light. They expect him to be an exact copy of his father, but that's not who he is. He's a selfless man who's trying to fix up the mistakes of the past. I barely know of the Dark Ages of DuPont, but I understand some mistakes were made. Zane had a rough upbringing, and he can't help what he went through in his younger years. I know he's made some mistakes in the past, but we all have. I can't hold them against him. He's had to have changed within the past 10 years. I know I have, and I'm shy a year here.
I'm gonna go fetch another drink. Do you want one?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay.
The castle has been relatively quiet for me lately. Have I finally moved past the drama in my life? That'd be a dream. Of course, I do have my fair share of secrets. My relationship with Zane was something I had to keep confidential. Causing a scandal would ruin his good name and the name of the kingdom. But I couldn't help but smile to myself when I thought of him. The way he'll make a joke unintentionally. The way he calls my name. The way he tries. That's all that really matters, isn't it? He'll try for me.
Hi, Rillian.
Hello?
Hello.
You already said that.
Oh.
Did you need something?
Congratulations on getting a new job.
A new job?
You're a lady-in-waiting, aren't you?
Oh, well, I got the job a while ago.
Didn't get a chance to congratulate you till now. Congratulations. How do you like it?
Jacob.
Hmm?
Why are you here?
What could you mean by that?
You haven't spoken to me in 7 months.
It's been that long?
I remember it quite well.
We need to talk.
We're talking now, are we not?
No, I mean, in private.
I don't think that's necessary.
Really, Anne, it's important.
What is it about?
The prince.
Oh, goddess, no. Did he find out? Has he come to reveal our secret and blackmail me? That seems very out of character for him. Zane told me not to worry about his guards. Does Jacob count in that? And what about his royal highness?
He's a maniac.
I'm sorry, Jacob, but I have to go.
Where are you going? I need to speak with you.
Her Majesty calls for me. I need to bring her tea.
It's nighttime.
Anytime is tea time if you're drinking tea. We can talk another time. Dear goddess, I really need to stop counting my chickens before they hatch. I can't believe him. He has the audacity to waltz up to me for the first time this year and slander Zane. Who is he to judge? Is this jealousy? Does he just want me to be unhappy? He made the decision to leave me in the first place. I'm doing just fine on my own, and I do not need his negativity in my life. I optimistically thought that perhaps he'd gotten the hint from our one encounter. Optimism is not realism. Because the very next morning, I found him standing outside my door as I took my leave. What are you doing here?
I told you I needed to talk to you.
I'm busy right now.
Can't you just hear me out?
Sorry, Jacob. The queen awaits me.
Just a few minutes of your time.
I'm working. Don't you have some hall to be patrolling?
It's my day off.
Then go enjoy it elsewhere. There's no need to be waiting around for me. I'll be here when you return.
Be careful. You're going to trip.
Do you really think me so clumsy?
Yes.
That's nonsense.
You see?
Well, I'm a bit distracted at the moment. Perhaps you should leave me be. You wouldn't want me to fall. The entrance to the tower is in my line of sight. Would it be strange of me to run? I'll keep it at a speed walk. The guards posted at the entrance recognize me coming.
Really, Anne, let me help you carry the food at least.
Sorry, you know the rules. I can enter the tower. You can't. Was this going to be my life now? Surely he must understand. Jacob had never been malicious. Even now, he was more annoying than malicious. If I voiced my discomfort, he'd leave me alone, wouldn't he? He isn't a fool. I tried to believe that, especially because I didn't see him for the rest of the day nor the day after. Then I saw him in the town. It was a scorching summer day. My cheeks were most likely red from the sun. I thought it was a coincidence at first. He had needs as well. But when he finally made eye contact with me and smiled, I knew he had ulterior motives.
Really, Anne?
Hello. I have to go right now.
Wait! I bought some Adelines. I thought we could share them and talk?
Jacob.
What's wrong?
This isn't a good idea.
Why not?
I don't mean to be rude or anything, but I don't want to talk to you.
Listen, I know we didn't end things on the best of terms, but you'd understand if you just heard me out.
I already know what you're going to say.
I doubt that.
Well, I guess we'll never know. I'm leaving.
Really, Anne, I can't really take no for an answer.
What?
That came out wrong.
What are you going to do to me if I say no?
No, nothing like that. Really, Anne,
You listen to me. You're taking no for an answer.
You want the truth, don't you?
The truth about what?
The prince. That's what I've been telling you this entire time.
Jacob, I'm pretty sure I know more about the prince than you.
I know you're with him.
Obviously. Why else would you be harassing me?
You think I'm harassing you?
I don't know what else I would call this.
I'm doing this out of the good of my heart. Do you really think I would lie to you?
That's a good question. Do I? My knowledge of Jacob is limited. When I was with him, he'd just sweet-talk me, take me out and kiss me. It was nice for what it was, but he was questionable. He ignored me for a month. He wanted nothing to do with me. He let me fall. And when confronted, the most he could offer me was we aren't right for each other. Why should I have to hear him out? Why should I have to listen to another insult my love? I don't think I know you at all, Jacob. Leave me alone. Wandering through the town with a heavy heart was never my favorite activity. I never wanted to make the comparison, but I've realized that the feeling I get in my chest when Jacob follows me around is the same exact thing I felt as a girl getting harassed by Justin in the village. I was finally able to escape the summer sun when I returned to the castle. He sent me flowers. There's a box over there as well. A leather-bound book that smelled faintly like his cologne. They were also a few charcoal sticks. He bought me art supplies. He wrote a note on the inside cover.
You might just be the most refreshing person I've ever known. I want to be more like you. Draw 1,000 things and show them to me. I'm so interested in how you perceive the world.
Zane, I wish I could see you right now. I wish I could see you all the time. Why can't people just see you the way I do? One day they'll see. The next morning, as I sifted through the mail, I found a letter for myself, rather than the Queen. Rather odd. I had just written to Amicia a week ago. Has her response already gotten here?
Meet me in the garden tonight at midnight.
I can recognize his handwriting. He's gotten sneaky, hiding the letter within the mail rather than having it personally sent. There isn't even a royal seal on it. I can't wait until midnight. I should put this away. Leaving it out is dangerous. Perhaps I should dress up differently tonight. I could do my hair another way. Then again, I think he prefers it down. So you're grabbing me now?
Rillian!
Let go of me! You locked the door?
Just listen.
You're ridiculous.
All I want to do is talk.
The time to talk is far gone. What don't you get about? Leave me alone. The direction seemed clear enough.
Really, Anne, I promise you that if you just listen to me, all of this would make sense.
You're the only thing that doesn't make sense.
Hey.
Why can't you just leave me be? I'm happy.
He's taking advantage of you.
Do you think I'm that stupid? I'm not a child, Jacob. I can make my own decisions.
You don't have the full story.
You don't have the full story. You don't know anything about my relationship with him. I don't know what kind of deluded picture you have painted in your head, but it isn't the truth. Let me out.
I can't do that. You need to listen. The prince, he's a manipulative psychopath. You're too blinded to see it.
You're blinded by jealousy.
That's not it.
Yes, it is. And can I just say you've picked the strangest time to be jealous? First of all, you left me.
I didn't want to do that.
Yes, you did. Why else would you do that to me?
Because the prince forced me to.
What?
He Who Forsakes the Crown is an audio drama written and produced by Chapter 15 Studios. Special thanks to Billy Mizell, our editor. Starring Eric Smith as Zane DeMonte, Julia Orsborn as Rillian Duvon, and Chara Lynn as Seoko Kina. Supporting roles by Rodrigo Tamayo as Kuro, Andrew Bonilla as Kisame, Michael Neyman as Aspen, Gauntlet Knight as Iris, Lost Boy V.O. as Damien, Rin Uzuki as Prince Vincent, Levi Coulter as Leah, Zoe Absher as Cynthia, and Nick Richardson as Jacob. We hope you enjoyed this episode of He Who Forsakes the Crown. We'll see you next time.